Chapter 22. Fledgling.
What the fuck?
Finn almost fell to his knees. It felt like someone had put a red-hot iron on his skin. Thankfully, the feeling faded in seconds, and he kept his feet. Looking down in amazement, he saw a tattoo.
This son of a bitch branded me.
It looked like liquid gray metal that had been inserted under his skin. It was a single line, shaped like a lowercase n, but with the n's angled inward until they were almost a triangle. Three irregular drops, like blood droplet splatters, were in the center of the figure. As he watched, it faded from view. Finn knew on an intrinsic level that he could summon the tattoo back at any time, but also knew he couldn't use it. He didn't have enough energy. Finn shook his head. Now we had a tattoo made of blood that could disappear at will? What was he turning into? Once again, the same answer came to his mind. Final is the grave.
Whatever I need to be.
A single prompt remained, dealing with his achievements, bringing reverberations through his body. Plus 50 magicka for your first limited mark. Achievement notifications finished, Finn claimed the final rewards from his Path of War quest. The next reward was a title. He was starting to see a pattern. Capital A achievements, capital S skills, and now capital T.
These words have meaning with a capital M, he murmured.
Congratulations. You have been awarded a common title, Primordial of War, Fledgling. Not many paths are as dangerous or rewarding as that of a primordial. By taking the first step, you have embraced power. As such, you will be rewarded. Effect, plus 5% noble points, plus 1 title slot. This title is upgradable. Plus 10 energy for obtaining a common rank title. This title must be equipped. Plus 10 magicka for earning your first common title. Once again, he felt a faint thrill go through his body. Checking his status page, he saw that his energy had indeed increased again. Flexing both hands into fists, Finn couldn't really tell if he was any stronger. Really, the best word was that he felt faintly more energized. What the hell was energy, exactly? Whatever it was, he felt it moving inside of him, flowing directly into his forearm. Before his eyes, his mark reappeared. This time it was flooded with color. The three blood droplets became crimson, and the metal symbol turned the color of bronze with a faint blue sheen atop it. You may now use your mark. Violent delights. Free energy remaining. 0. The energy he'd gained from the title was immediately put to good use. He didn't have any left, but he didn't really have another use for it anyway. At his mental flexion, the tattoo disappeared again.
Amazing.
Finn turned his attention back to his title. Thinking about it brought up a new screen.
Titles. Free title, permanent. Primordial of War, fledgling. Title slot 1, empty.
As advertised, it had given him another slot to have titles. In effect, Path of the Primordial was a free title, which was great because so far he couldn't tell that it did anything. He didn't feel any different after getting a 5% boost to his noble points. In fact, Finn wasn't sure he liked the idea of a nobility at all, especially not with a capital N. No matter what the effect of nobility points were, he was happy to see the next prompt. Congratulations, you have earned magicka. Do you wish to claim it now? Finn had gotten several prompts saying he'd earned magicka just now. There had also been several mentions of it from when he'd been reading about his mana threads skill, but he still didn't know what it was or even what it looked like. Eager to know, Finn thought, yes. This time, the reward didn't come with a lactosey ball. It did coincide with an interesting sensation, however. Rather than the full body tingling of increasing his energy, this time, pulses of warm vibrations began to suffuse Finn's entire body. In quick succession, he received several waves of magicka.
The first was almost subtle, while the second was twice as strong. The intensity increased after that. Soon his entire body was buzzing. It was the most incredible sensation. None of them were painful. Instead, they felt revitalizing, like the first few seconds after drinking espresso. Barely had he thought that, then a flood of warmth hit him. If the previous ones felt like increasingly stronger pulses, then this felt like freebasing sound waves. Again, there was no pain, but the vibrations were nearly overwhelming. It was a strange feeling. He'd never felt a tremor this strong without an accompanying discomfort. Finn's mind felt clearer than it ever had before. More waves descended on him, the bonus for unlocking the flux aspect of his whisper ability. Then another that was twice as strong for his limited achievement, First Mortal Advancer. Finn nearly lost consciousness when he drowned in the vibrations of his epic true achievement. For a few seconds, he was very close to a sensation almost never experienced by living beings on Earth. It was the feeling of evolution. More waves passed through him, and Finn lost all time as his very core was set in tune with the music of the universe. Then it was over. As quickly as the sensation came, it faded. To his primal sorrow, Finn felt like half the vibrations in him drained away. The loss happened so fast that it was more the suggestion of a feeling rather than a fully formed experience. He did not want to let go of the warmth, but he could not stop it. The remaining vibrations concentrated just below his throat. In a few moments, even that quickly dissipated. All that was left was a prompt. Total Magicka, 2,170.
What the fuck was that?
He breathed, eyes wild as an addict's.